Ralphie Radio Show, of course, the big news right before the end of the year. Katy Perry, Russell Brand, they lasted all of 14 months married, but Russell Brand filing for divorce out in California today. I find the timing quite interesting. I found a lot of things about this interesting, to be honest with you. We'll break down some of the legal aspects now with attorney Joey Jackson. He's based in New York over at joeyjacksonlaw.com. Mr. Jackson, thank you for the time. And one of the things I find interesting, like I just mentioned, Joey, was the timing. Is there any reason, maybe a tax reason perhaps, that Russell Brand filed this literally 2 days before the end of the year?
Bingo. First of all, Rafa, I wouldn't miss an opportunity with you. You know that. That's number one.
I appreciate
number two,
that. Thank you.
The legalities of this, I'm with you on the timing. And, you know, what ends up happening is whenever you file for divorce, the date of commencement of the action, now that's the date, you know, that you can look to for distribution of community property, different assets, you know, different liabilities of the parties. I think it makes very good business sense for the very smart lawyers here that file this, particularly if there's no prenuptial agreement, and there's been discussion about whether there is one, and there's been suggestions that there is not a prenuptial agreement. So I think in light of the fact that there's no prenuptial agreement, in order to, for both parties, I gather, to preserve whatever assets they have. And just really quickly for, you know, your listening public, whenever you get married, you have something that's developed during the marriage, which is called community property. Community property is that which the couple together, they go and they generate whatever economic income or whatever successes they have. It becomes known as community property. So now when you file that divorce document, bang, that stops the trigger. So I would think that there are significant tax and financial consequences as to file this on the eve of 2012.
Katy Perry.
You're right on point as usual, right?
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Jackson, of course. And Katy Perry, you talk about community property. She earned a lot of it this past year, joining Michael Jackson as the only other artist in history to have 5 number one singles off of one album. She had her very successful worldwide tour as well. So a lot of money that could potentially be divvied up in court. No kids involved, though. But Mr. Jackson, what do you predict? You think this can get kind of ugly or no?
Yeah, you know what? I think, listen, with a short-term marriage, I think in light of that, I think it behooves both parties just to sort of get on with their lives, you know. And being a celebrity has its advantages and disadvantages. I don't think you want the bad publicity. I think they split. I think for tax purposes and financial purposes, you file it now before New Year begins. You walk off in peace. She makes more money. He makes his money, and everybody lives happily ever after. How about that?
Yeah, you know, as everybody else is saying on Twitter today, Mr. Jackson, at least they lasted longer than 72 days.
That's absolutely so.
Absolutely. Certainly a story that will play out throughout 2012. Breaking down some of the legal aspects for us here on the Ralphie Radio Show, attorney Joey Jackson, based out of New York. Again, joeyjacksonlaw.com. Mr. Jackson, Happy New Year. Have a safe New Year, sir.
Listen, keep up the great work. We're listening. You're doing a fine job, and let's do it again sometime, all right?